This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Walking Out for Freedom. Liberty Counsel's founder, Matt Staver, will explain how you can take a stand right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Every day, there are more and more stories coming out about the experimental COVID vaccines. Some are for it, others are against it. Many people who don't want it are facing some serious consequences. At the Houston Methodist Hospital, 153 workers were fired or resigned after refusing the vaccine. In the NFL, Chicago Bears tight end Jimmy Graham recently tweeted his frustration with the Players Association, saying that, "I was basically forced into getting the vaccine. Now I'm just confused." President Biden is issuing stringent vaccination rules for federal workers. It seems like everyone with any power is trying to mandate others into receiving an experimental vaccine. You might be wondering, what can we do about this? With me now over the phone is Matt Staver, the founder and president of Liberty Counsel, and they are leading the fight against government overreach, as well as defending individual liberties that are protected by the U.S. Constitution. Matt Staver, welcome to the Charisma News Podcast, and thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you. It's good to be with you. Thank you. It's very good to be with you. My pleasure.
Yeah. So can you please tell us what is going on and why you're taking such a strong stand about this?
Well, no one should be forced to inject anything, let alone an experimental drug, into their bodies. And what we're seeing right now are, for example, nurses and first responders and doctors and people in the healthcare industry. For 18 months or more, they have run to the front lines. They put their lives and their families on the line to save people and to protect us. They are our heroes, rightfully so. And now they're being told that in order to maintain the job that they love and help people, they have to get this experimental shot. And many of them are saying no. One group of employees we represent at a hospital, there's 14,000 employees, 66% don't want to get the shot. At another one, there's 23,000 employees, 80-plus percent of them don't want to get the shot. Of those in that particular hospital, 80-plus percent, a majority, vast majority, are African-Americans and Latino-Hispanic. So it has a terrible impact on these individuals who've gone to the front line, and now they're moving that to other places of employment, and including now even considering doing that in the military, these men and women who fight for our freedom and put their lives on the line. They should never be put in a situation like this. It's an individual choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as an individual, how do we stand up? Because it seems like there's just not enough people to do something about it. It seems like there's little people here and there that are loud and talking about it, but it just feels oftentimes that we're alone. At least that's what a lot of people that I'm talking to about. How do we come together to take a stand for something like this?
Well, there's three different levels that we're working on. One, we're working with many, many people around the country to get exempted, and we've been very successful. But we're also working on the litigation side, the second line. And if somebody does feel coercion, they can go to lc.org, and click on the legal help tab. But beyond that, we have to come together. Whether you're being forced or not, we have to stand in solidarity. And so that is why we have Walkout Wednesday, August 11, noon in your time zone. You can take your lunch hour to do it. You don't have to walk off the whole day, but send a message. Whether it's your place of employment or your school, go out in front of that place at noon, your time, and hold a sign. Stand for freedom. This is a protest for freedom. And if you're not in a situation where you're being forced by your employer or your school to get these shots against your will, then go stand in solidarity with those who are. Go in front of these hospitals, these healthcare facilities, the VA places. Go in front of the schools where these young people are being told that they're going to get expelled if they don't get these shots. Stand in solidarity. And that's why, you know, you said some people feel alone. there are a lot of people that believe, and even those who have had the shots, believe that this is wrong to force someone to get a shot against their will. That's a personal choice. Stand in solidarity with other people. Stand for freedom, because I can tell you that if we don't, this is the most serious threat to freedom that I've ever seen. And if we allow this to take place, there's a lot more restrictions on our freedom coming after this.
So I just want to be clear. This is not a protest against a vaccine. This is a protest against the mandating that is being forced down on our
throats. That's right. That's right. And that's why I say, even if you've already gotten the shot and you're fine with yourself making that decision, what about other people who have the right to say no for their own bodies? Nobody should be forced to inject anything in their bodies, let alone, you know, the COVID shots. And so stand in solidarity. And the solidarity is a protest for freedom. It's not against the shots. It's against mandating these shots, no matter whether they're COVID shots or anything. You shouldn't be forced as a criteria to mandate them. For example, you know, healthcare workers. I was just talking to a friend of mine, just pulled a 24-hour shift. That's what these EMS workers do. Many times have ridden in the back of a car holding the hand of somebody who's suffering. In fact, even has done so for people who've had adverse reactions from these shots. Loves her job, as these healthcare workers do, and now is being forced with termination if she doesn't get the shot. That is unconscionable. It's not right. And that just goes against everything that we are as Americans and as Christians and believers. So we need to stand on the side of freedom, and that's an individual choice. It's not the right of the federal government, the state, the local government, or the employer, or even your military commander.
And our individual liberties are protected by the Constitution. So what in the Constitution can we reference that kind of gives us or establishes that right for us?
Well, if it's the government, the state or local or federal, then you have obviously the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause that gives you strong protection. If it's a private employer, you also have federal laws that give you private protection for religious freedom as well. There's many of those kinds of laws, and there's many state laws as well that gives you these kinds of protections for your religious freedom and for your right to make decisions consistent with your conscience. And there's also the overarching all of this, the federal emergency use authorization law, under which all these COVID shots are authorized for emergency use. And it clearly says that you have the quote, option to accept or refuse, close quotes, quite clear. No one can be forced or coerced to have these shots against their will.
Yeah, we need to have voluntary consent. And that's absolutely essential, is what your press release says. And I really appreciate that there is a legal precedent for this. It's not just people saying we don't want this and, you know, here's our complaints. There's legal precedent for that, and we're standing up for that right.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also precedent that comes down through history, and it comes from the dark days of the Nazi regime in the 1930s and 40s, where they forced people to undergo medical treatment against their consent. Out of that, in 1947, the Nuremberg Code was adopted, and it has 10 principles. And we're violating these principles by forcing people against their will. Principle one is the foundation of, frankly, all medical treatment, and that is it is absolutely essential to have informed and free consent. And that is completely opposite of what's happening with these mandates. And we obviously don't want to repeat that dark history. So we want people to stand together August 11 for Walkout Wednesday, noon your time. You can take your lunch hour to do that and go back to work. Just send a message and stand in solidarity. And we have a website that we didn't brand toward Liberty Council, so you can brand it any way you want to. It's walkoutwednesday.net, walkoutwednesday.net.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt. Wednesday, August 11th at noon your time, take a stand for freedom and walk out. Walkoutwednesday.net. Check that out. Join in and do what you can to stand up for our liberties. And if you're interested in anything else that Liberty Council is doing, go to lc.org. They're doing some amazing, amazing work to stand up for our rights as Americans. Matt, thank you so much for being on the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast, as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts, on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.